Hi, it's Patrick here with a subterranean pod. New York City's subway lines have been known to take on cultural meaning, usually pop cultural meaning. Duke Ellington made taking the A train famous. The L line, that's become synonymous with all those hipsters who ride into Brooklyn. And then there's rapper Jay-Z's name, which has given those parallel J and Z lines a whole bunch of credibility. And this is an interesting one. It seems that he didn't actually take his name from those lines, but lots of people think he did. Perception, I guess, is reality. So which line is going all zeitgeisty now? It might be the N line. A few days ago, a number of its signs sprouted tildes, you know, the curving accent mark that turns the N into the Spanish letter Ñ. There was only one thing we could do, which was to ask New York-based reporter Bruce Wallace to see what riders of the N train think.
The N line begins, or ends, depending on your perspective, down by the water at Coney Island, way south in Brooklyn.
This is Astoria, Ditmars Boulevard.
30 stops and an hour later, it ends, or begins, in the Queens neighborhood of Astoria.
This is the last stop on this train.
The Ñ ferries, who sprinkled tildes on the yellow and black inline signs at various stops, apparently didn't make it out this far. The amended signs are concentrated toward the middle of the line, as it runs through Midtown and downtown Manhattan, and central Brooklyn. These are busy stations, though, and not many people there seem to have time to stop and notice. Down at the end stop in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, a neighborhood that's nearly half Hispanic, more commuters were willing to stop and ponder. Some were not amused.
Why, they don't know what N is without the...
Oh, no, they totally do. It's kind of a joke.
Oh, I don't find it funny at all. It's stupid.
The Ñs are the work of Z Street Art, a project that's throwing up new pieces of public art each day for 6 months. The Ñs, which went up Saturday, are their first strike. The group explained on their Tumblr page, quote, "The N line is now the Ñ line for the 24.28% Spanish speakers in New York City." A multicultural advertising agency launched a similar effort last year, urging New York City's MTA to change the N line to the Ñ line annually during Hispanic Heritage Month. Some commuters in Sunset Park were intrigued by the project.
That's crazy, man. I don't even know what that means, you know?
I explained the artist idea to Deshaun Sumter.
Oh, okay. I got Spanish friends, you know what I'm saying? I give props to them, you know? We all American people, you know? You all got to give props to each other.
A couple writers had ideas about other lines with possible Spanish implications. One guy suggested the L line could be respelled E-L, to make the Spanish article V. Another worried about the possible confusion of the rolled R in the R line. A few Spanish-speaking school kids said they thought it was cool that their language was getting some recognition. Claudia Lechuga.
Lechuga, which actually means lettuce in Spanish, yeah.
She lives right by the Sunset Park Inn stop. She's into the Ñ.
I love it. I think it's pretty great. It's so cute. I mean, it's kind of a nice homage to what the neighborhood has been historically.
The Ñs found a fan in Blanca Gonzalez, too.
It's so cool.
She's originally from Mexico and runs an employment agency nearby where the clientele is largely Hispanic. She likes the message, although she's a bit worried about the delivery.
It's like two sides of the story, because first of all, I think it's not good to be doing graffitis. You know what I'm saying? But on the other side, it's kind of, they want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a message that they want to send, like saying, yes, hello, we exist in here and we need to be represented somehow, and you can just deny that we are here. So listen to us.
Sunset Park is also home to a big Asian community, including John Lee, who works right around the corner. Like any good New Yorker, he's skeptical.
People don't pay attention. They're too busy in their own world, right? I'll tell you.
He pointed out a young couple hugging near an Ñ.
Look at these lovers. Yeah, they don't care about the N line. Do you care about the N line? Hell no, they don't care about the N line. No one cares.
For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, writing the Ñ line in New York City.
What is it about subways? Subway signs, subway maps? What is it about them that inspire so much street art and general messing with the template? My own hometown subways, they get a lot of this kind of attention. Here in Boston, my adopted hometown, the subway has just staged a contest for a redesign of its official map. The subway agency, the MBTA, it published for all to see not just the finalists, but some of the crazier looking also rans. One of the maps is a tree. It's got the various lines as branches. It's awesome. Unless, of course, you want to know how to get from point A to point B. And then there's my hometown, London, which has over the years come up with tons of creative variations on its classic underground map. The very first time I saw the map messed with was a Monty Python thing. It was a little how-to guide, how to take out your appendix on the Piccadilly line, something that I imagine comes up from time to time. Incision at Earl's Court, swab at South Kensington, remove the appendix at Knightsbridge, etc., etc., and you're all done and sewing things up by the time you get to Caledonian Road. And what was really great about that, apart from the absurd quotient, was the rebelliousness of doctoring something that, to a child like me, seemed like, you know, this sacrosanct official document. Of course, these days, it's barely an act of rebellion. It's just a kind of whimsical doodling thing. There was one recently that replaced the station names with famous soccer stars, each line with a different theme. I think that was almost a semi-official one. Not official at all were the London street artists who, a while back, they did this kind of NEA thing, but on the subway line maps inside the train cars. We may have done something on that in the big show. It really was fabulously inventive, albeit illegal. Let me give you an example. So if you were traveling on the central line, the map showed, as these maps do, all of the stations on the central line and all of the connections at each station. So if you got off at Tottenham Court Road, you could switch either to the northern line or you could take a submarine to Somalia. Fantastic. I'll post links to as much of this stuff as I can find. That'll be at pri.org/language. You can also find us on Facebook at the World in Words page or on Twitter. I tweet as Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. And I tweet all manner of language-related stuff. See you next time.
If you should take a train,